In our Focus On series, Claire Baines writes of 60 glorious years of Perton WI. Claire is not a founder member, but she joined in 1942, so by 2015 it's 72 years membership. 60 years ago, Perton joined the National Federation of Women's Institutes and became part of the largest national charity for women. The WI was started at Stony Creek, Ontario, Canada, by Mrs. Adelaide Hoodless. One of her children had died, and she blamed herself for her ignorance of hygiene. She therefore set up classes in domestic science to help other local women, and that was the beginning. The idea spread, and the first WI in the United Kingdom was founded in 1915 at, and I'll spell it, it's a Welsh place, LLANFAIRPWLL, Anglesey. Within 4 years, 1,405 institutes have been formed, county federations set up, and the organisation became independent, with its aim to improve and develop the quality of life for women and their families in rural areas, and being non-political and non-sectarian, the WI grew and was soon very much part of the life of many villages. However, it was not until 1941 that Perton became a member. Readers will perhaps wonder what prompted this move. It was Jam, but not Jerusalem. In 1940, the NFWI began to administer the Ministry of Foods Fruit Preservation Scheme. The sugar ration did not allow housewives to make their own preserves, but the harvest of fruit in orchards and gardens could not go to waste. Therefore, the Ministry of Food released extra supplies of sugar so that jam could be made within communities. The NFWI had the contacts and the organisation. In Perton, Mrs. Martineau, who lived at Perton Court and was involved with the Hertfordshire Federation of Women's Institutes, set up the operation. People took their surplus plumbers to the village hall and were paid the set rate, and then teams of volunteers made the jam. What a hive of industry. It was weighing, preparing and stirring the pans. Others were occupied filling jars, tying down and labelling. I'm not sure of the marketing process, but some were sold locally and the rest sold through the county. From this community effort, the WI was born. In November 1941, an inaugural meeting founded Perton WI. Mrs. Martineau became the first president. She conducted the meetings in the set WI manner, business, a speaker, followed by refreshments and social time. A simple competition added extra interest. We follow the same format today. Every year, a program of varied talks, competitions, and social events is arranged. We have covered almost every subject: travel, wildlife, cookery demonstrations, interesting jobs and experiences, with crafts and flower arranging often featured, music, poetry reading, and usual and unusual collectibles have held our interest. Sometimes we fill the hall with laughter, at other times we are greatly moved to learn about the many disadvantaged people in the world. There have been many memorable events which have given us great enjoyment. Coach trips to stately homes, lovely gardens and working factories, theatre outings and tours of London. We have visited the Bowl Fields in Lincolnshire and Holland, Chelsea Flower Show, and nearer home, the Rose Garden. In 1965 was the Golden Jubilee of the NFWI. Person raised marked the event by presenting the seat on Little Green to the village. Our scrapbook was compiled, and Mrs. Maud Walker, the president at the time, attended the Royal Garden Party given by the Queen for the Federation. Parties and social events spring to mind. At one time, we always went to the Great North Road Hotel at Nebworth, now gone forever. It was burnt down, for Christmas dinner. It was unlicensed, so we took our own sherry. Mrs. Britton had always got bottles of sherry when we went out. We now book a local pub, giving tea parties to groups of the physically and mentally handicapped was hard work but rewarding. Before the Pumpkin Club was formed, we had parties for pensioners. Carol Singing in Aid of Cancer Research was another annual event. It was often very cold, but bottles of sherry sustained our efforts. Of latter years, we joined up with our friends from the Pumpkin Club. We all try to support village projects, and we have taken part in flower festivals at St Mary's and the Methodist Church. The flower show was always special to us. In 1951, we depicted the Edwardian era at the Hitchin Pageant, and more recently, we were the straw platters in the pageant at the Berry Picnic. With our neighbouring WIs, we form a group with one or two meetings a year and offered an outing. Delegates attend county meetings as well as the national conferences when Jerusalem is always sung. This year, our delegates travel to Cardiff. Resolutions for these meetings are discussed and voted upon at the monthly meetings. The NFWI campaign for women issues concerning the welfare of women and their families and is a voice to be heard. We have our own adult education centre at Denman College in Oxfordshire. Several PERT members have attended courses there and come back full of enthusiasm for the Desmond experience. We keep in touch with events both in Hertfordshire and the UK through our newsletters and Home and County magazine. Purton have held many fundraising events, and we would like to say thank you to our families, friends and members of the public who have supported us. Membership has given many things: flowers at our birthday, a visit and gift when ill, the opportunity to learn and perfect different crafts and skills, but perhaps the most lasting, a bond of friendship and mutual support. New members are always most welcome. Why not come along? You will have an interesting evening. Come November, we will enjoy and celebrate our 60th birthday. We are sure to sparkle because, as everyone knows, diamonds are a girl's best friend.